Okay, so you guys ready to play a little differently? You okay if we tap and add in?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Well, too late. You're here now. So what are you going to do? Fire me? Right?
What's add in?
I'm going to take you through. So tapping is really a clearing modality. You make space. So what I often see is when you have that space, if you don't immediately put new ways of acting, thinking, feeling, believing, speaking in, you just keep bouncing back. You cannot have a vacuum on earth. And so the most powerful way to move forward is tap, so you're in some kind of altered space, and then do some work from there. So with your permission, I'm going to have you all do an exercise from right here.
Can you add in confidence?
That would be, confidence is actually not, is a side effect.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you something where that would naturally occur. How about that? Does that work for you?
Yeah.
All right. So everybody focus in into whatever's most on your mind. Okay. So yours is inner peace, right? Yours is, you would have to give up the whole martyr thing. That's tough. If you love yourself, martyr would be gone. Not just for you, but for everybody treating you like that, right? That's a tough one for those of us who are caregivers and love service and love helping. So you have a misbelief, a false belief, that to really go to your next level means everybody would think you're a bitch. True?
True.
Right?
I get it. I hear that. You're a bitch. Quick, you know. Yeah.
Well, your reality is only going to reflect to you that which you're ready to heal.
Okay.
Okay? When you completely disengage from that belief, people will treat you the way they treat me.
Okay.
Do you know how much time I spend on myself? Inordinate amounts. And everybody loves and adores me. So go figure. Right?
Yeah.
And I come from big, strong history of codependency and martyr syndrome. Huge. But when you balance those energies, they do make you incredibly fabulous mothers, partners, friends, healers, teachers, in balance. And when you're in balance, people only reflect that balance to you. Okay? When you're happy, jobs will fit you because you're a vibrational match for being uplifted and fulfilled and giving it. If you're a workaholic, you'll end up in companies of workaholics. Okay, it is a very magnetic vibrational planet. Seeking inner peace. You have a misbelief. Is that even a word?
Misbelief?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, that sounds so funny, a misbelief. It's like...
it's a word now.
Yeah, it is now. You have a misbelief. I would think it would be false belief.
False belief, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
but you can have a misbelief if you want.
Misbelief. It's your English part of it.
Okay.
I once dated a lady misbelief.
That would be a cool name to have. So you have a misbelief that other people can take inner peace from you. And as long as you're believing other people can take inner peace from you, they all have to show up to prove to you, hey, you need to change this belief because it's going to hurt you if you don't. Okay? Not that it's going to hurt you as punishment. It just doesn't fit all the work you've done to move forward. Okay? And you have a misbelief that you can't really be authentic. And it's, you know, you're dancing with that. You like the way authenticism is very attractive to you, but you have a misbelief that in an attractiveness, it's not authentic. And so that's where you guys can start. And you have a misbelief that you cannot know peace and grief and sadness at the same time. And that is tricky work. But the peace you haven't asked yourself is how do you want to go through this experience of goodbye? Okay? And if it were you, and it was your turn, and one day it will be, do you want people to be in pity, grief before? You said some nice things, like it's the best place for him, but your vibration wasn't quite there yet. It was like you want to feel that way? You want to feel at peace with where he is or celebrate? You know, it's a matter of, are we losing or are we celebrating the life? Did he get a lot of extra time?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's something there, and it's the biggest one. Because how do any of us make peace with death? It's a big one. It's a really big one. So the only power you would have, the only place I would invite you to look, is have you gotten really clear how you want to show up in the next 10 days? Have you taken a moment to think about it? I wouldn't think. I would think you've been so overwhelmed with emotion.
No, I've thought about that. I've thought about communicating to him some of the good times I remember.
And it doesn't even have to be to him. If you filled your body with that, that would be the most beautiful energetic send-off you could give somebody. You know, it doesn't even have to be spoken to him for him to receive it.
That's good.
If you constantly filled your body, okay. I am going to miss you. I am grieving the life what's ending. I'm not going to hear your voice or touch you or see you. I'm grieving the pain others will feel in your loss. Absolutely. But I'm also celebrating a life that has meant so much. If you can keep playing with both of those, energetically, he's going to receive the good. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. I guess I was thinking, he's not in Houston. I was thinking, would be helpful to email him some of this stuff. I mean, when he called me on Saturday, and I know he didn't want people, he didn't want people to grieve around him.
Yeah, because the energy's horrible.
I know it is.
He wants to go happy. He wants to go the best he can go and not be trapped in pain.
Absolutely.
But he doesn't need you to be in the room with him. As a matter of fact, he'll feel tonight.
Okay.
And you can ask for verification. You'll get a dream, you'll hear a song that makes you feel good. But yes, he's already transitioning. He doesn't have time and space like we do. He's already practicing being gone. So he can receive from you very powerfully. And so the easiest way in human form to do this is use a clock. Say, oh, I'm going to feel really bad for 5 minutes. And then, oh, okay, now it's time for 5 minutes of good. And then start spewing every happy memory you can. Talking about it, laughing, feeling it, getting your heart to swell big, because in the grief it closes. Open it back up and he'll receive that.
Okay.
All right, so, and the rest of you pick whatever you want to pick.
Would you help me? Did you say I have a problem thinking something was inauthentic or inauthentic was something?
Yes, you have a desire for authenticity. And yet your conflict is that, the conflict is with attractiveness, however you want to word that, not being authentic. But actually, authenticity is very attractive. So there's some, and it could be an ancestral belief, it could be a cultural belief, it may not be something you resonate with completely, but unless I totally misunderstood you, I believe that's the information that came through for you.
So I believe that... inattractiveness is inauthentic.
Nope, you don't have to believe the reverse of a belief.
Okay.
You can just have a block to aligning two things. Okay.
So
I've been on a life journey of healing financial scarcity. So I don't believe money's bad, but I can. Often, every time I make a next big quantum leap in my own personal life, all the old vows of poverty, all the conflict between doing sacred work and healing work and spiritual work and being paid for it can resurface. And then it's cleared again. It doesn't mean even those beliefs are from today. I've done boatloads of work on those beliefs. So it's, but you know, you don't have to take that. You can play with whatever you want.
I think I believe that attractiveness is inauthentic.
Yeah, that's... That, but it doesn't mean that you believe unattractive people are authentic. You can have separate beliefs. Yeah, that's exactly what I heard for you. So, and it's not true. It's just like money. Money's not good or bad, and attractiveness isn't authentic or inauthentic. Those are separate, right? But, so what I would ask you to focus on, so the rest of you are hearing how this is going, so see if you have your own thing. If you need me to peg something for you, I'm happy to. All right. So you want to pick something that you don't have 110% peace with, a belief, okay? A belief that is, you know, you're dancing with in not a pleasant way. You're getting your toes stepped on, actually. Okay, and so now take a breath. Shut your eyes if you're comfortable doing that, so you can feel like you have some privacy and space. And I want you to take just a moment and imagine what it is you desire to believe and feel. Imagine powerfully envisioning, what is it you want to experience? And find the feeling place. You're just playing a game. We just tapped and made space. You're connected with like-minded people. You're in this arena where there's nothing for you to have to do right now. Find the feeling place of the you in the future that has what you want. Whether it's inner peace, self-love, happiness, no matter if you're working, not working, in a great job, changing jobs. Acceptance. And I'm going to ask everybody to tweak it just a little bit. I'm going to ask you to pretend. Okay, you're off the hook, egos. You're just pretending. Pretend just for a moment with my voice that you could imagine loving yourself just as you are, right where you are. Right where you are, just imagine if you could feel great admiration for all the work you've done, all that you've felt, the way you would feel about a child in school. You're completely aware that they're going to keep going to other levels of school. They're going to keep growing. Imagine for a moment you could see yourself that way. No negative judgment, just awe at all that you have progressed in this lifetime. All the questions you've asked, all the answers you've gone out of your way to find, all the different perspectives and possibilities you've allowed to come into your consciousness. Just for a moment, pretend that you could be really impressed. It's a big life you've lived. It's a lot of emotion you have faced. It's a lot of beliefs you have changed. It's an amazing life you have lived. Now from this space of seeing a lifetime like a journey, could you just imagine that of course you're moving forward, of course you're evolving forward, of course what you desire is possible for you. Could you just for a moment feel the possibility of it? The possibility that life isn't happening to you, you're happening to life. And stay with me in my voice and allow me to say to you, you're not getting anything wrong. You're not, let that go. You can't get it wrong. There's nothing to get wrong. You keep exploring different things, that's all. You're just exploring. Let the pressure go that you've got to figure it out and get it right. Just let that go. And in this space, just pick one feeling you'd like to really integrate into your body. And now I'm going to ask you to let your mind give you any picture at once, a color, a sound, geometric shapes, a vision, a scene. Just whatever that would represent you already aligned to that feeling, that accomplishment. If inner peace had a sound or smell or a vision tied to it, what would it be? If true self-love or authenticity or positive expectation, or if grief evolved to a new level of acceptance and celebration of life could coexist, what would that sound like, feel like, smell like, look like? Just imagining now and taking this moment, you're very seriously inviting all aspects of your being, your physical body, your mind, your heart, your spirit self, your emotional body. You're really requesting a different experience for yourself. Without the usual pressure, without going backwards in time, just from right in this moment. And I want you to take a big breath, and I want you to pretend that with that breath, you're breathing possibility into your body. And keep breathing deeply, breathe in possibility, and pretend you're just exhaling all that pressure, all that right and wrongness, all that judgment. Just let that go for a moment. Just breathing in possibility. Now gently come back into the room. Come all the way back. Coming all the way back. You might want to wiggle a little bit. Wiggle your toes, your fingers. Okay, anybody have any questions or comments? Feel a little different? Okay, you ready?